Welcome back to another episode of Styling Matters with your host Lizzie Richardson. Now this week we're going to be looking ahead to 2024. I know when it comes to January month, we all start looking forward to the kind of new year, new goals, new style rules. And sometimes when we're pivoting our style, it actually requires quite a boost in confidence to make some changes, to take some steps in a new direction. This isn't always easy. And so for this week's episode, I've gone back into the archives of Styling Matters. If you're kind of new to Styling Matters, this podcast started at the beginning of the year. And even if you did listen from the start, it doesn't hurt to re-listen to some old tips. So in today's episode, I'm covering off two different topics, but at the basis, they're all about style confidence. The first one you're going to listen to is how to increase your confidence with style. I share quite a few tips in there. The podcast will then continue with how to cope with styling imposter syndrome. Because whilst you can go out and buy all the clothes, you can have a wardrobe refresh, you can buy new makeup, buy new accessories. When you head out your front door, you need to have the confidence to not let imposter syndrome kick in. And we all know it can at any given time. So if you're looking to make changes with your image or your style for next year, and if you want to learn to handle new comments, because you're going to get them when you change your style, then listen on to all my style tips. Now this week, I'm going to be talking about how to increase your confidence with style. It's really important that when you style an outfit, when you actually take it out of the home, that you wear it with confidence. It's not always easy to do, particularly if you're trying to change your style. It's not the norm, but you've been dreaming about this outfit. You've been wanting to wear it. You might have been saving your pennies to buy a particular investment purchase and you finally got it. You want to make your debut outing. But if you're a bit of an introvert, if you lack a little confidence, then sometimes the most nicest of compliments that people give can really knock you sideways and knock your confidence. And what could potentially be a really normal comment, you might overthink, and it could potentially make you feel like you've made a bad choice. When I know for a fact you haven't, that you've made a considered purchase, but it's just that you're changing the direction of the way that you want people to see you. And so walking with confidence in whatever outfit you've chosen to go out in, whether it's a special occasion and you get to wear that new dress or that new jumpsuit or whatever you're strutting your stuff in, you want to make sure that with every single step you take, you feel extremely confident. Because the more confident you look in your clothes, the better the whole outfit looks. So let's get into it. So let's start with the simple fact you've bought a whole new outfit. Let's just assume that every single element that you are wearing, that you are putting on, is completely brand new. Even down to perhaps your lipstick choice and the perfume you are wearing. There is nothing that you have got on right this moment that any of your friends and family recognise about you. But you are feeling absolutely fantastic. It's been on your mood board, you've saved your pennies, and now you've got it all on and you're about to head out the door. But then when you get to that door, you've got a bit of a dreaded feeling as you exit. Well, let me tell you, there is no surprise there. I feel this quite a lot of the time, and so do many other women. And I would say, for me personally, this actually happens 2 to 3 times a month. So I really know what you are feeling, what you are thinking when you're trying to head on out there in something that perhaps people have never seen you in before. Now, what I'm going to start by saying is not many women I know or meet do feel confident most days or are confident about the way they are looking. And if you do see somebody who is perhaps overconfident, let me tell you, I'm pretty sure deep down inside they're not feeling as confident as you perhaps think. And that whole
fake it, or, you know, perhaps having a little mantra before you go out the door to go, I can do this, really is some of the tactics that some of the ladies are using to give off that confidence vibe that you're seeing. And you can take this on too. So let me share you some of my tips and tricks to get more confidence with your style. And over time, if you keep repeating them, you will become more confident. And trust me, you'll then walk out the door in anything, because it doesn't take much just to get a bit more confidence with your style. The first tip I would give you is wear what makes you feel really, really good. So if you love what you're wearing, that itself alone is going to make you want to head on out the door and show off what it is that you want to wear. This comes back to a style mantra that I have about curating your wardrobe every 6 to 8 weeks. The more you get really confident with your style choices, the more you're picking items that are fitting the woman that you want to be today and represent yourself, the more you're going to end up wearing what makes you feel good. And that's just going to keep reinforcing that. By wearing what makes you feel good, you're going to get positive compliments, and accept those positive compliments. Be quite gracious with them. Just simply say thank you and keep reinforcing to yourself that you're making good choices. And the more you do that, and the more you revisit and curate your wardrobe to the person you want to be today, the more you're going to get good with this. It takes practice. You can't do the exercise once and think that's it, over and done with. It's a real confidence booster, but you have to keep reinforcing it week in, week out. And as I say, the more you spend time curating and making sure you're picking the right pieces, the better you're going to get with this. Now, I think one tip I want to share with you is, I think there has to be a level of acceptance. A level of acceptance that some women are going to look and are going to judge. And this is kind of like a negative but confidence tip. Women will stare. It's a fact. And women are going to judge. I mean, we've all had it. We've all had it when we've walked into the room. And you know, you just know if somebody is looking you up and down with their eyes, working out why you've chosen to wear exactly what it is that you are wearing. And I would just accept this. Find a place in your heart to accept that not everybody is kind and lovely, and just accept the fact that some women will judge what you're wearing, and just try and accept it, realize that's going to happen, and move on from it. Try and avoid letting anybody like that knock your confidence. They are simply not worth it. And in my view, they're not stylish ladies. They could have the best designer clothes on. They could have as much money in the bank account as they want. But if any woman is not supporting another woman, in my eyes, they are not a stylish woman. Give the compliments yourself. Make sure that you always have a warm smile. Make sure that every time you are giving somebody compliments, that it's from the heart. Don't be fake. And the more you give out and share confidence, gratitude and being kind, I think the more you get that back. So a negative but strong tip, I would say, that one. When you want to reinvent yourself, like you're starting from scratch, but it's not, we talk about reinvention. I'm always about being modern and taking on new trends. And what that will mean is you've got to make some changes to your style to do that. But what I would highly recommend is that you don't change everything, not in one go. So with this tip, it's more about changing small things daily, weekly, to make the transition a little bit more seamless, a little less, shall I say, dramatic. Now, there's some things that if you've got bigger plans, like changing your hair colour, for example, the reality is, say you're going from brunette to blonde, it might be difficult to make that transition a smaller journey, and you will have to be a little bit more dramatic, as in one day you're a brunette and the next day you're walking around as a blonde. However, if you're going for a shorter hairstyle and you're not sure whether it's for you or not, you don't have to make that transformation in one big leap. what you can do is approach it that you're going to take the long hair that you have and in 3 to 4 months' time potentially have a shorter haircut. So then all the hair appointments you have between now and then, you're taking more off than just a normal trim. And bit by bit, particularly if you've got a short bob in mind or even a short pixie cut, whatever you have, and potentially now you've got really long hair, by taking it off in sections, the people around you will get used to it. But I think if you have really long hair and then go for a short pixie cut, people, it would be too much. And I actually think it would be too much for yourself. Sometimes some transformations are better on a step-by-step journey. I think it can be sometimes a little bit more rewarding at the end, especially if you take photos, especially if you've been on a particular journey and there is a purpose and a goal with an end intention. If you're taking your style on that route as well, there's nothing more rewarding than looking back, seeing where you was and then where you are today, and where it's been less dramatic and more subtle changes, but as each stage goes on, it will be a big transformation by the end of it, and your confidence will grow at every single step. And that is actually quite key. Confidence with your style is a journey. It's not a starting point with an end point. It just continues on. When you do make changes, you should always stay true to yourself. I actually think making small changes every single week, little small upgrades, I like to call them. Sometimes this could be elevating to a brand that you've desired to buy, or it could be treating yourself to a special pair of shoes that you've wanted but you haven't. Just these little small upgrades week in, week out, and as time goes on, you'll be amazed at how much you can move on over, say, 6 months. When you're trying out something completely new, I would highly recommend that you don't wear it for the first time on a special occasion. Sometimes, if you're trying out something very, very new, I would do something very low key on its first debut outing. So, for example, you could just meet a girlfriend for a cup of coffee and a chat, or you could, you could go out shopping for an afternoon, just a couple of hours around the stores, a couple of department stores or whatever, and just wear what it is. Maybe it's a new pair of shoes, maybe it's a new handbag, maybe it's just something completely different. But just getting over that hurdle of going out and wearing it and trying it in a situation that you're comfortable in, can take that edge off it being completely new for that special occasion. You've already got over the hurdles of giving it a go. And what I would say, especially if it's like a jumpsuit or a dress or a complicated, when I say a complicated top, I mean if it's got special fittings around the neck or certain zips or something, it's always good to wear it out and do regular stuff before you go to a wedding or before you go to an event. The reason being is, sometimes you find a few niggly issues, and what you want to do, you want to address them before the big event. And it can be silly little things. You might find, for example, I've had this, where you're tying the belt and then the belt just keeps coming loose. Like if it's a material belt, it doesn't matter how much you tie it, and a bow, say for example, the bow won't work because it won't look right, but it still comes loose. Then you know for the special event that maybe you might have to go to a proper leather belt, so you don't have to worry about that. I've also had it where the split looks fairly normal when you stand in front of the mirror, it's fairly normal, but then when you go out and about, the split is either too long or it's not long enough, and then you can't actually walk properly in your stride. So there's all these like little niggly things that I think that kind of driver test, for want of a better word, is to have a little go. And then that way, that kind of tweaking or sorting out the problems before a big event is good. And that way, your confidence will not get knocked. And then the last little tip I'm going to share with you is walk with confidence. Walk with your head up high, with your shoulders square. Don't be slouchy. Don't try and hide or, please don't look at me. All of those kind of little signals that you give off there, will be kind of people do pick up on. So if you are, you know, as much as inside you're thinking, oh god, this is the first time I'm wearing it, I don't know how people are gonna see me. I mean, sometimes I have this because I'll go for weeks and weeks and weeks wearing black, and then all of a sudden I'm in a red dress and I get quite a lot of attention then because I'm suddenly in colour. And you know, it can be overwhelming at times. And I would just say, just smile, keep your face quite warm looking with a soft smile, just say thank you. And it doesn't matter what's going on the inside, you don't need to let anybody know that it's knocking your confidence a bit. They don't need to know that at all. So walk with your head held high, walk with a good stride and feel your best. And I promise you, by the end of the day, you'll have enough compliments. People say you'll look fabulous. You'll feel vibrant, you'll feel fresh, you'll feel modern, and all of this will make you think, I can't wait to wear it again. Just taking a brief pause on the podcast this week to let you know that if you head to my blog, lovedbylizzie.com, and you subscribe, it is free to do so, then you can get my 2023 Ageless Styling Guide with all my hints and tips to keep your style modern. I thought we'd talk about imposter syndrome styling. I think this is quite an important topic because many ladies, when they want to change their style, which by the way is really quite normal, about every 7 to 10 years, as women, we evolve, we adapt to a new stage, a sort of a new phase in life, and it's very natural that our style should evolve with it. But if you're not as confident with your styling, sometimes you perhaps don't lean into the style element, or it takes a while for that to catch up because you feel potentially, dare I say, like you don't deserve to change your style. And you so do. You so do. You shouldn't let anybody make you feel like you can't do what it is you need to do for yourself. And so I want to share a few tips that I do myself when I'm stepping up, changing, evolving, whatever word you'd like to use. I quite like the word reinvention. I'm very all for reinvention because as women, I think it's actually something we can do really, really well, and that's reinvent ourselves. And particularly if you're over 40 and you're going through some midlife changes, this is a great time to reinvent yourself for that next stage of your life. So a number of things you should consider doing. I'm never, ever about dramatic changes, unless that's within your own sort of personality where that's very typical of you. You know, you go all in, you're one thing one minute and then you have to be somebody else the next. I do realize some people have that about their personalities, but I would say where you can, try and take small steps, let it evolve naturally. You're going to get some things right and potentially some things wrong. And the smaller steps you take over a longer period of time, I think the better result you'll get in the end. So if you can give yourself a little bit of patience, really take a long time preparing, fact-finding, research the looks you want to recreate, and obviously adapt and evolve your wardrobe to accommodate the change, I think the better investments you will make. And a slightly easier transformation will happen, where I think imposter syndrome with your styling will occur a lot less. But if you are trying something completely new, say a particular outfit, you've been wanting to perhaps try bolder prints, you might want to start introducing colour if you've been more of a neutral palette, meet yourself halfway. Instead of going monochrome for years and years and years and suddenly wearing reds and greens and blues, I would meet yourself halfway and start to introduce colour. So be it through your accessories, be it through a top, be it just your shoes. Just little small things can make you become braver with your style choices. And as you slowly adapt to the new you and you start to receive the compliments, then I think that's going to really build on your own self-esteem and make you want to do it more, rather than going all in and potentially have comments that can knock your confidence. So smaller steps over time, introduce gradually. All these small little things can really make a very big effect
and have more impact on your style very quickly. Now, people are going to make comments. It's very natural. If you've got a new coat, if you start to wear colour, people are going to say something. And sometimes I can get really overwhelmed with the comments, particularly as a blogger on style. I like to try and you know, test certain trends, and they might not sit within my own personal style remit. And when I am trying something completely new and people are commenting, because I'm a bit more of an introvert, I can get overwhelmed quite quickly. So what I would say is, when people are making comments, you just have to casually respond and sort of say, I'm just trying something new, or I thought I'd give this trend a go. And then actually ask them, go, do you think it suits me? You'd be surprised by throwing a comment back to them or a question back to them that then gives you more thinking time, and then they have to come back with something. And I find that really, really works for me. The other approach I take, and it's taken me a long time to be able to do this one, because when I get nervous, I get very, very chatty, is actually to not react. Just smile, nod, or smile and say thanks, but don't actually say anything. I am known straight away for, like, as soon as somebody says, oh, I really like that dress, I'll be instantly with the, oh, it's from here and it's this much, and start to really download. And unless they've specifically asked me for that now. So say, for example, they'll say, where did you get your dress? Which, you know, if people really do like what you're wearing, they will ask you. And I actually really love that. I love people asking, where is it from? It's a good prompter to start a conversation. But if you're not really in the mood, if it, you feel like it's overwhelming, or you just don't want that attention, then you don't actually have to say anything at all. You can just simply smile and just nod or say thanks. And that's good, you know, they can't fault you for that. And then if you want to move the conversation away from yourself, ask them a question about anything, or return the compliment, ask them where they got their earrings from or their jacket, and get them talking about their style to deflect from yourself. Imposter syndrome with styling can work in multiple ways, but I hope that these just few tips really, really do give you a bit more confidence with potentially changing your style if that's where you really feel right now. Well, I hope all those style tips will be very useful in your planning for your refresh for 2024. Now, that just leaves me with the affirmation of the week, which is slightly different for this week. Make your own kind of music. Doesn't seem much, does it? What I want you to do is head to my Instagram account, lizzie.richardson, and on there you will see my anthem. I play Paloma Faith, Make Your Own Kind of Music, every time I need a confidence boost. So hit the play button, get a dose of it, and you'll know exactly what I mean. Enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of Styling Matters. There's always more on my blog at lovedbylizzie.com, and don't forget to give me a follow on Instagram at lizzie.richardson. Bye for now.